Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, July 24th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Birthdays, quite a few. Amelia Earhart from bio.com.
American aviatrix Amelia Earhart was born on July 24th, 1879, in Atchison, Kansas. Amelia was a rambunctious child, though her mother wanted her to be a proper lady instead of a tomboy.
I can see Amelia growing up and seeing her mother juggling an alcoholic husband, not very much money, and I think throughout her life, Amelia tried to avoid any kind of conventional female life.
Linda Carter. Is 62 today. Basketball great Karl Malone is 50. Barry Bonds.
And Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here. 756. Bonds stands alone.
49 today. Jennifer Lopez is 45. This day in history, July 24th, 1959, the kitchen debate in New York City between Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev and Vice President Richard Nixon.
There are some instances where you may be ahead of us. For example, in the development of the thrust of your rockets. There may be some instances, for example, color television, where we're ahead of you. For both of you,
and what are they ahead of us? Wrong. We are ahead of you in rockets as well as in this technique. I do not capitulate.
This day in 1969, Apollo 11 splashed down safely in the Pacific Ocean after the triumphant landing on the moon. Number one on the charts this day in 1983, The Police and Every Breath You Take.
Every breath you take.
On the KETR events calendar at 9 a.m. this Saturday, a guided canoeing tour off Cooper Lake State Park and instructions on the basics of canoeing. You'll receive a short presentation on paddling and then go out on the lake and take a tour of the shoreline from a canoe. Life vests will be provided. No pets, please. Reservations are required. That's at 9 a.m. this Saturday at Cooper Lake State Park. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Amelia Earhart, whose birthday was today. The most effective way to do it is to do it. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while since we have sat down here.
The reason for that is because you've been gone on an amazing trip.
Well, and we got back, July 18th, so it's been a few days, but yeah, my wife and I went to Ireland.
The pictures that you had posted on Facebook were so beautiful. What was your favorite thing?
Well, I tell you, that's hard to say, really. But one of the motivations for going over there was I did some research on family history and so forth a few years ago. It wasn't very hard to do. It just popped up online there. But what we found out was that the Dempsey line that I'm part of started at a place called Lee Castle, Ireland, which is right in the middle of Ireland, basically, around, the 1400s.
Wow.
And so this castle still exists, but it is completely in ruins.
Mm-hmm.
It is not one that's been preserved. It's literally in the middle of a cow pasture. So we went and found it. It's not easy to find it. We went and found it, and, of course, it's got barbed wire around it. And I said, okay, this is fine for me. But my wife is much more adventurous and much bolder than I am. Of course, she's through the barbed wire, and I say, oh, this is great, but I'm not going in there. So she's in there, of course. And so I follow her in, and then she finds a stairway. So you got to come up. I'm not going up that stairway. But then I did go up the stairway. We go to the top of the thing. Beautiful view. But that was... amazing.
Well, of course it was. Did you feel anything, you know, in a sense of a connectedness to that place?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that wonderful?
You do, but it was the O'Dempseys. And if you read
the O'Dempseys,
as you read the history, toward the end, they were noted horse thieves and rapparees, which is a word for guerrilla fighters.
No,
it was a great trip, and I got to say, for anybody that ever thought about going to Ireland, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, that's what I hear.
But also, the people are just phenomenal. Yeah. Just everybody we met just was. Could not have been friendlier and more welcoming. It's just fantastic.
I am so glad you had such a good trip.
We had a great trip.
All right.
Now, the Bras for Cause machinery is getting started again.
Yes, it is. We actually announced our date and our theme just this week. It will be Thursday, October the 9th. And our theme this year is Brazinga.
Okay.
And if any fans out there of The Big Bang Theory, you'll all know that is Sheldon. Bazinga is Sheldon's big word.
Ah, okay.
And so we've designed some absolutely wonderful T-shirts with our own version of Bazinga to say Brazinga. And we will have those on sale beginning at our kickoff event on August the 21st at Landon Winery. But the important thing is it's time for people to get out their glue guns and start thinking about making bras. It is free to enter. It is free to come. I think that's always so important for people to understand. This event, even though we last year raised $94,000 for the Hunt Regional Healthcare to be able to be used on cancer patients there, and specifically breast cancer patients, and for the mobile mammography unit, it still is a chance for people to come and participate in any way they would like to, whether it is to make a bra, whether it's just to come and look at them. If you want to vote on the bras, there is a charge for that, but it's $1 a vote. And we actually will raise lots and lots of money that night just on those dollar votes. It's absolutely phenomenal.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Now, as you say, October really not that far away, so it's time to get started. A lot of creativity and work goes into these entries.
Oh, my gosh. Every year we think they can't possibly be better than they were the year before, and we are always so surprised. I'm fortunate. I work with Kim Cartier, and we photograph every bra, and then we use those photographs. We put them on our Facebook pages or on a website, and she and I have to take a few minutes and look at each one. I mean, they're made out of we had a bacon bra last year. I mean, this thing came in, they had just cooked it, and everybody there that day went home that night and had a bacon sandwich for supper.
Gosh.
There was another bra that the sheriff's department did that was made out of spent bullet casings, and at first it looked like it was encrusted with jewels, and when we got up to looking at it, it was, oh, my gosh, look at this.
So comfort is not the number one priority here.
They're never worn. Yeah. And that's real important. They're always displayed. And we have some people have forms. We have ways to have none. They all need to come in on either a hanger or in some way so that they can be displayed. And we love titles on them because it's so much fun when you see some of the creativity and the cleverness.
What's the kickoff event that you mentioned?
The kickoff event will be at 6:30 p.m. At Landon Winery, and that is on August the 21st. And then the actual event is Thursday night, October 9th.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it. Thanks, John Mark.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.